Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 76, I am under no laws but God's. This is a wonderful lesson title to refer to any time you are feeling imposed on by the outside world. A Course in Miracles defines magic as the belief that something outside of you can either add to you or take from you. You know, whether it be a health condition or another person, whatever it is that is happening outside of you that seems to be impacting your happiness, your wellness, or your success. The Course calls this magic. It's a belief in magic, and it tells us that it simply is not so. The only reason that we experience positive impact from taking medication, let's say, is because we have a collective belief that this is possible. But the Course is constantly helping us to get back to the truth of who we are, and that actually things outside of us have no impact on who we are, one way or the other. And today what it's not asking you to do is stop taking all of your medications and to simply, fold up inside of a box and not deal with anything on the outside world. What I would suggest is just go ahead and do what's in front of you to do with the least amount of judgment as possible, but all the while making time for the exercises in the workbook. This particular one is to remember that you are under no laws but God's. If you are suffering from an illness, let's say, take a moment now to consider the symptoms or the ailments that you are experiencing, and simply remind yourself, I am under no laws but God's. Each time you do, you are releasing the idea that this illness could impact you in any way, that it would have any impact on your well-being. I am under no laws but God's. Remember that each time you look at your source of funds or abundance and you see that it's not where you'd like it to be, I am under no laws but God's. This means that you will always have the safety, the joy, the happiness, the food, the shelter, everything that could possibly be needed. This is provided because your Father loves you. If we could get back to this idea, our safety would be undisturbed. It would be uninterrupted. So today we are willing to see all of our thoughts and our beliefs differently. We are willing to turn back to our inner guide. It is within us to know the truth of who we are. And as we reach for that, we are willing to understand there is no loss, but only gain. Today, continue to walk in the steps that you've been walking in and ask your guide to help you to reinterpret everything you see and everything you are experiencing, leaving a space to remember you are under no laws but God's.